Hello, hello. This is the Financial Wake Up Call with Dave Crossan. And yes, I am Dave Crossan. And let's put it out there as always. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everyone that has been listening to the different podcasts that we're doing and have reached out to me with different ideas, different ways to communicate different messages, even looking for some additional clarity. I'm all about it. And that's what this podcast is all about. And you know, here we are just after Thanksgiving, and wow, 2023, what a year. I mean, I have so much to be grateful for. Another year with Shoreline Wealth Management. I couldn't be more excited about where we are and where we're going. For my friends, family, just I'm very grateful, and I really truly mean that, and I hope everybody listening to this is doing well and was able to see their family and friends over Thanksgiving as we are creeping into December. Wow. This year really got away from us. But you know what? As we get into December, I thought this was an important topic to get into because, you know, before you know it, it's going to be New Year's and, you know, we're going to be into 2024. So what I figured I would do today for today's podcast is kind of a checklist, if you will, different things you should take a look at before the end of the year. So as we're getting close to December here, it's right around the corner. It's 1 month. That's it. So I put a little list together, and this is not everything, but it's something to focus in on, different items that are out there, different things you should put together, different things you should organize before the year is done. So here we go. This is an easy one. Well, I shouldn't say easy. It's easy for me to say it. Maybe not easy to do it, but something that I think everybody should take the time to just organize your finances. What do I mean by that? Let's gather our statements. Let's look at the different accounts that we have out there. Have we left the job? Is there a 401k, a 403b from a previous firm that we need to address? Don't let it just sit out there. I see this too many times where people leave a job, they have a 401k with a previous employer, and they move on to the next job. And many years go by, they haven't been watching this account. And then again, it's so important, especially if you're working with a financial advisor, that they are aware of everything that you have, especially, you know, with the market coming up. We're going into next year. It's an election year, so it could be a little bit more bumpy than we typically see, and we want to make sure that your financial advisor is fully aware of what investments are that you have, that there isn't any unnecessary overlap, that you're properly diversified. So again, with organizing your finances, you really want to take a look at what you have, make sure your financial advisor is aware of the different accounts that you have, and maybe you just have too many accounts. I see this where people have multiple bank accounts. And again, I understand the reasoning behind having different bank accounts, using different institutions for, let's say, the FDIC insurance protection up to that $250,000, if that's your situation. But for a lot of people, they open up multiple accounts for various reasons. And do you really need all those accounts? Maybe this is a good opportunity to consolidate them, make it a lot easier, because at the end of the day, it's a lot more challenging to keep track of everything if everything's spread out all over the place. So what I always tell people is to organize it. There's nice financial organizers, and we actually have that at Shoreline Wealth Management that we can provide anybody that needs that type of organized book, if you will. But use this as an opportunity to organize everything that you have. So you're like, okay, here's my checking account. Here is my savings accounts or multiple savings accounts or CDs or different bank deposits. Here are my investment accounts. Here are my retirement accounts. Here's my current 401k. Here's my previous 401k. Whatever the situation is, use this time to organize it so you know where everything is. And also, too, with the beneficiary designations, any of these accounts that have a beneficiary designation, make sure they're correct. Make sure there isn't a situation where maybe you've changed your mind, maybe you've gone through a divorce, maybe unfortunately somebody's passed away. Whatever the circumstances are, make sure that they're in line with what you want to see happen. Because again, if there's a beneficiary designation that you have on an account, even if your will says something completely different, it doesn't matter. Whatever the beneficiary designation is, that's the direction that the account will go to if you pass away. Also, too, good opportunity to look at your credit. Review your credit score. Look at the different credit bureaus, if you will, to check to see what are your scores, make sure they're accurate, make sure there's not something on there you're not aware of or something that, you know, maybe you need to challenge. Because going into next year, the talk is possibly rates could go down and maybe you're going to want to be in a situation to refinance some debt. Maybe you purchased a home at a high interest rate, and if rates come down, you want that opportunity to possibly refinance. Or maybe you're looking to buy a home and you need to make sure that your credit is in good order so that you have a nice high credit score so you can get the best terms on a loan or a mortgage. So again, let's get that organized. I always bring this up. It's not the most exciting topic, but it's important. Your budget. Make sure you have a budget. Have an idea of what you are spending your money on, as well as what's coming in the house, your income, different sources that you have, because there's so many things, and I'm guilty of it. We're paying for something, a gym membership that we're not utilizing, or different streaming channels or cable channels that do we need to spend all that money on, whatever the situation is. With a budget, I love it. That's right in front of me. I can see it. If I don't have a budget, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. I don't really pay attention to it, and I'm not realizing the negative impact on these little expenses here and there, because they do add up. You know, $20 here, $30 there, $50 there, whatever the situation, it does add up. And it's, again, without a budget, you're not going to see it. But use that opportunity, not just monthly expenses, quarterly expenses, because different expenses, you have to pay them at different times. So you really want to look at it over a good period of time. I like to go out for a full year, but at least do the 6 months so that you have an idea of what's going on monthly, quarterly, and from that point forward, review your budget. And if you don't have a budget, you know what? It's time to get a budget, establish it now going into 2024. Also, too, it is the holiday season here and expenses are up. There's going to be a lot of different things and purchases, gifts that you are going to be spending money on. And you don't want that situation where January you're hit solidly with this big credit card bill. So here's an opportunity to look at what's coming up. These are going to be different expenses than you typically would pay. So be prepared. I don't want a situation where you're going into next year, the big credit card bill, and you're paying the minimum payments or whatever the situation is. Again, if you have a budget and there's different areas that you can cut down on these expenses, then you will have more income, more money to pay down for any of these credit card bills with the holidays coming up and the gifts and different things that you're spending money on, dinners, whatever the situation is. Take this opportunity to look at the money that you're spending. Don't just use that credit card and close your eyes and be like, oh, I'll deal with it in January. Don't do that. Savings money, money that you have put away. Again, I always tell people that emergency fund 3 to 6 months. And the beauty of a savings account now is the interest rates are attractive. You know, you can get 4, 4.5% easily on a lot of these high yield savings accounts. So again, money put away for the purpose of these different expenses that you have, you now can get an attractive interest rate to be able to do it. These high yield savings accounts, especially with these online banks, take a look at them, Google them. You'd be surprised at some of the interest rates. I think for a lot of people, they're thinking, well, David, to get a good interest rate, I've got to lock it into something long-term, like a long-term CD. That's not even the case. You can get short-term CDs, you know, a year, less than a year, in that 4 to 5% range. So again, my thinking is, if I can have something liquid, something that I can get access to whenever I need it, and I'm getting well above 4%, that's a direction to go. So use this opportunity to make sure that you don't have money just sitting in a checking account, not making any interest. Of course, keep in the checking account what you need, you know, to write your bills out and have like that cushion, but don't leave so much of a cushion that you can't take advantage of these high yield savings accounts. Again, I'm telling people to just look online, speak to your local bank that you're dealing with, but also go online, Google different options out there for high yield savings accounts and shorter term CDs. What we were talking about before with the budget, use this opportunity now to say, you know what, I'm going into 2024. What is my plan to pay down my debt? I don't want to hear, well, I'm paying the minimum or just a little bit over the minimum. No. let's use our budget. Let's find different ways we can cut down on our expenses. And that extra money, we put that toward those debts that we have out there, the credit card debts, you know, 20, 25% interest. No way. That's not going to work for anybody. And I hear this all the time where people are like, well, David, I'm, you know, investing in the market. I'm putting extra money that I have from my income into an S&P 500 index fund, which I'm like, oh, that's great. Well, let's talk about your debt. Well, I've got, and I'm making this up, $10,000 of debt and I'm paying 25%. Well, my response is the stock market is not going to guarantee you a 25% return, but your credit card will be a guaranteed 25% to the negative against you. So we don't want to do that. Let's look for this opportunity to pay down those credit cards or any debts out there. Of course, attack the ones that have the higher interest rate. And again, if you are having trouble paying down these debts and you are paying a high rate of interest, you can always reach out to these credit card companies, talk to them about your situation and see if they cannot bring that interest rate down or the possibility of rolling that debt to another card or another line of credit to get you a lower interest rate. Because again, the biggest challenge with paying down any debt is if you're paying a lot of interest and you're not really getting into that principal, you're not really having the impact of getting that debt paid off. Now, again, you're thinking, well, Dave, this point, it's too early to talk about it. Well, no, it's not. It's preparing for tax time. So think of it this way. We are near the end of the year here, a month to go. So a lot of activities need to take place now before the end of the year. Well, what is that? Well, for example, if you need to make contributions to your retirement accounts or to charitable contributions, maybe flexible savings accounts, health savings accounts, different things that you would make contributions to prior to the end of the year. And here's another thing too. For people that want to take advantage of maybe they have some losses on some stocks, some different investments to offset them against any gains, what they typically call is tax harvesting, where you're trying to offset what's going on there. If you have some losses, but maybe some gains to offset them so that you don't have the gains or at least lessen the gains. And even if you aren't in a situation where you have gains to offset, but maybe you just want to sell a particular position to have a loss up to that $3,000 so you can utilize it to offset your income for this year. And again, if not, you can carry it into future years. But one thing to keep in mind, again, I'm not trying to be a CPA or an accountant because I am not one, but keep in mind if you sell a stock, a particular position, there is that 30 days before and after that you cannot reestablish or buy back that position because then that would offset the loss. So again, if you have a company, you can't buy it 30 days before or 30 days after that same stock or a similar option position. Again, this is a conversation I would suggest you have with your CPA and also your financial advisor if you're looking to make a move. And for a lot of companies with their software, and when you go to do a transaction, there may be a warning, hey, if you do this and rebuy it, it could create what they call the wash sale, which is that 30-day rule that I'm talking about. Again, have that conversation with your financial advisor and your accountant, your CPA, because if you're needing to declare some losses or at least offset some gains, you need to take care of that before the end of the year for it to count in 2023. Here's another one, and we just recently had a really good long-term care webinar that was, it's so important, different things to look at that you are protected. And again, the reason I'm bringing that up is not just long-term care, any sort of insurance needs, look at your coverage. Look at what you have out there. You know, if something happened to you, for example, and you needed long-term care, the problem is if you don't have insurance for it, you would deplete your assets to pay for it. And especially, you know, in the New Jersey, New York area, you could be paying anywhere from $10,000, $11,000 a month in some of these facilities. How about if you're in a situation where it's not long-term care, but something happens to you, you pass away and you have loved ones, you have children. Is there something in place to take care of paying off that mortgage? Or is there an insurance in place that the money that is generated, the death benefit, I should say, could be utilized as creating a source for income for your family? So this is a good opportunity as we're approaching the end of the year into next year. Take a look, sit down with your financial advisor and go over the different scenarios and situations where you should have proper insurance coverage for different needs. Again, insurance, there are different needs for different types of coverages to pay off a mortgage. If something happens to you, your children's education, if I need long-term care, do I have insurance for that or what is my plan? These are things that need to be discussed. Again, a good opportunity before the end of the year to have that conversation. And again, with getting into the end of the year here, like I mentioned on the tax items that you should look at, is your retirement accounts. Are you needing to take your required minimum distribution? Are you at that age where if you don't, again, depending on when you started that process, or for people at age 72 for this year, going into next year at age 73. Again, these are things that you've got to set something up where if you do not take the amount that is being asked of you. So for example, let's say this is a year you need to take a required minimum distribution. I'm making this up, $10,000 you need to take out and you do not take it. That's a 50% penalty. So as we approach the end of the year, do not, I repeat, do not wait till the end. Don't wait till the week before to take care of that distribution. A lot could go wrong. The paperwork doesn't get processed in time. You go to see your financial advisor. They're on vacation. Now is the time to tighten all that up, clean all that up. Make sure if you have to take a required minimum distribution before the end of the year, take it. Now, don't wait to the end because, again, if you miss it, that's a 50% penalty. And I use the example, you needed to take out $10,000 and you don't, the IRS can penalize you that 50% or $5,000. And the last part of this, and this is so important, is take a look at your estate plan. Do you have the proper legal documents in place? Your will, power of attorney, living will, medical directive, maybe you need some trusts. Depending on your situation, look to sit down with an estate planning attorney to make sure you're properly covered. And I do say this to people because it can be intimidating. They're thinking, well, David, I don't know the questions to ask. Itemize on a piece of paper what you want to see happen if something happens that you become incapacitated while you're alive. At your passing, what you want to see to your assets, where you want them to go, how you want the distributions to be done, who you want handling your affairs, who you want to be your executor, who you want to be your trustee. I'm just throwing random ideas out there. But the idea behind it is make sure you have a plan. For a lot of younger people that have children, they don't have a will. They don't have basic documents, estate planning documents, that if something happened to them, well, who is going to be the guardian for your children? Who are the individuals that are going to raise your children? These are important things. I think for a lot of people that are younger, they're thinking, well, that's for an older person. If they die, what happens to their holdings, their accounts, their assets? Well, it's also for younger people that need to have a plan that if something happens to them, who is going to take care of their children? So again, random items that as we are finishing up the year, again, a month to go, look at these items, tighten them up, go through them so you can come in nicely into 2024 with a plan on, if you haven't dealt with them or addressed them, what your plan is to do so. So we wrap up another financial wake-up call. Always enjoy this and all the ones that we do here. How do you get a hold of us? Well, let me tell you, 732-902-7880. Of course, you could visit us at shorelinewealth.com. We have offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Have a great rest of the week, and we will talk next time. Take care.